Vegas Nation Podcast is powered by our friends Sam and Ash Injury Law. Give them a call at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com because you deserve what's right.
Ash, what about those insurance ads with catchy jingles?
And the lawyer commercials.
The jingles might get stuck in your head, but they're designed to do one thing, distract you.
Distract you from hiring the right professional team to represent you.
Choose reputation over shtick.
Sam and I are real personal injury attorneys who focus on you and your recovery.
Call us anytime, 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1, where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for another Vegas Nation podcast. It's the Raiders postgame edition. Starting now.
Hey everyone, it's time for the bonus episode post-game recap for the Vegas Nation podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Fang, and I'm joined with our Raiders writers, Ed Graney, Adam Hill. We're going to break down what happened here in the Raiders' loss 36-20 against the New England Patriots here in Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Ed and I are up in the press box, Adam back in Vegas. From my vantage point, it was a lot of mistakes made by the Raiders, which is something you can't do against a Bill Belichick coach team. So we're going to get all into that here. But first, I want to remind everybody that we are brought to you by Salmon Ash, Indeed, Visa, and also Favor. So make sure to hit subscribe wherever you're listening. Ed, what was your first take on what you saw out in the field today with the Raiders?
Well, you're right. They did everything you can't do and win on the road or anywhere. Turned the ball over three times. Once in the red zone, didn't protect Carr when they were driving. He fumbled. The fumble late in the game really didn't matter. The game was already over, but he fumbled in the end zone. And in the second half, they just wore down defensively. I actually thought the first 30 minutes would be interesting what Adam said. I thought the first 30 minutes they played as good a defense as they have in a while. I mean, let's be honest, 13 points here. Cam helped them a lot. He wasn't any good. But they wore down in the second half, mostly because Derek Carr and the offense couldn't stay on the field. You give up 250 yards total rushing, guys like Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead. I mean, you know, they're NFL players, but we're not talking, you know, the Ezekiel Elliott's of the league. So they wore down, and they just couldn't match them. The offense couldn't match up. So a bad game. They pretty much did everything you can't do and went on the road.
So, Adam, how much do you think that these running backs, like, just threw the defense off of their game? Because I don't think they were looking to contain the likes of three different running backs in this one. I think they prepared to contain Cam Newton. What was your thoughts on the running game?
Yeah, I think that was definitely a part of it. And I think there was definitely adjustments made by the Patriots coaching staff, because as Ed pointed out, for the first half, I mean, the Patriots were able to run the ball somewhat. But I thought that there wasn't those explosive plays. There wasn't those big plays downfield. It was kind of, you know, picking up some yardage here and there, moving the ball effectively, but not really gashing the Raiders defense. And then they figured out something in the run game after halftime. And I'll be interested to find out what the Raiders say later in the week. Interested to get the All 22 film that comes out like Tuesday and look a little bit what happened. But I think just at first glance, without really looking into what they were doing on the line, maybe differently, they definitely started to go to some more cutback plays where I thought really were able to take advantage of some over pursuit on the Raiders side, in particular from Jonathan Abram, who, you know, we know what he can do in terms of just flying around defensively and hitting people and kind of sending a message for that defense. But at the same time, you know, you can use that aggression against him. And I think the Patriots kind of figured that out a little bit and really hit him with some big plays on plays where he got into the gap. He was near the ball carrier, but just couldn't make a play.
Adam's exactly right. And they're going to have to. Here's the thing about a player like Jonathan Abram. I think they love his aggressiveness and his hitting and all that. And he's got a swagger to him. And I hate to say this, but sometimes you just have to balance that. And it's hard to tell a guy like that, don't play this way. But Adams, right, we said this is before we saw it against Christian McCaffrey. He over-pursues too much. When you take a battle angle and you over-pursue, I don't care if it's Sony Michel or Christian McCaffrey, they're going to cut back and go. So, yeah, they didn't play the run well in the second half. Adams, right, they adjusted. And you have to give Michel credit. Like I said, when you go for an average of 13 yards a carry, and I don't know if he's ever averaged per carry more than 7 in a game, then you know what? You also have to say good job by him. But they just didn't play well offensively. They were out of rhythm. You know, Waller, we'll talk about that. I know Adam's writing about that. I'd like to get his thoughts. I mean, Darren Waller was a non-factor. I'm going to give a lot of credit to Bill Belichick on that. He talked all week about, oh, you know, how good Darren Waller is. Well, guess what? He must have thought that because they ran every defense and coverage and double team, anything could run against him and stopped him. So, Adam, I know you wrote about this. I mean, what did you hear after the game to her, how they, you know, bottled up Darren Waller?
Well, I thought it was a group effort. I think that's what you kind of expected to hear from the Patriots. And Bill Belichick obviously didn't go into detail about what he did. I think it was just a lot of deception, what they were doing defensively, disguising it. And Belichick pointed out, hey, it wasn't somebody covering him necessarily. We put a lot of zone on him. We played a lot of, you know, bracket coverage, a lot of, you know, man under. Like, there was a lot of different things that they did defensively. On Waller, but I think it was more just about the looks that they were giving him at the line and never letting the Raiders know before the play what kind of coverage was going to be on Waller. And, you know, if you want to credit anybody, I think McCourty would be the one that you would look at and say, Devin McCourty, that is, did a tremendous job on him. But it was a little bit of everybody kind of in on the mix there.
Yeah, and we talk about Waller being a non-factor, but there was also a lot of injuries again to this wide receiver group. We lost, the Raiders lost Brian Edwards there, so that was one I think that was big when you're already down a Henry Ruggs and all the other injuries that they've sustained, especially on the offensive line as well. So the protection is breaking down, and then you're down some receivers. So Adam, what was your take on what the offense did do effectively, knowing that there were all these injuries and things that the team came in with?
Well, I mean, I thought there was still some efficiency in the passing game. You know, you look at the quarterback rating for Carr, it's fine. After the game, it's actually a pretty impressive number if you discount the fumbles that he lost. So I thought they still were able to maintain that. But listen, this is a team that played really, really clean football the first two games. You know, 6 total penalties in the first two games, 1 turnover, and that 1 turnover was the pitch to Jalen Richard that probably should have been, let's say, should have been caught, should never have been a turnover. That was just a you know, miscue between Carr and Richard. It wasn't, you know, an interception or a fumble like in the field of play, anything like that. Just a really bad you know, catch on the pitch from Jalen Richard. That was the only turnovers they had all year. Today they had 3. Josh Jacobs turns it over inside the 15. Carr fumbles twice himself. In the 6 penalties were the total of they had in the first two games. So mistakes that they made themselves really cost them today. And I think you look at, you know, in the running game, I thought they had some success, but Jacobs looked like he was hurt for much of the second half and not, you know, he was able to play. It didn't hold him out, but at the same time, he just didn't look his usual self. Obviously with the, you know, Ruggs and the deep threat not there, they turned to Edwards for some big plays and then he gets hurt. So I thought that there was definitely enough that you walk away saying, okay, you can build off this, but I don't think there's anything that you were, you know, overly thrilled with if you're the Raiders offense.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. And, you know, with some of the injuries, that's going to be interesting as you guys cover the team throughout the week, whether it be Ruggs or Brian Edwards, who's going to be coming back healthy with the Bills coming in. So, yeah, I mean, I think as a rule for tomorrow, look, this is an opportunity to see how this team's going to respond to adversity. In the past several years, they haven't responded to adversity really well. They were in 6-4 last year and started losing game after game. So while it's still only 3 games in, you have to show, you know, you can respond to adversity and not follow one bad loss with another. So I'll be interested to see how they play against Buffalo, who obviously 3-0, feeling good about itself, lost the huge lead today to the Rams, come back and win. Adam's favorite quarterback in the world, Josh Allen's playing extremely well, by the way.
Whoa.
I mean, he played extremely well in the first half.
Yeah, if you look at the stats, he plays well. If you watch the game, not so much.
There we go.
But yeah, and the Bills, listen, they're getting some things that they never got. They've never got calls in the past. And today, the Rams celebrate a victory, and everybody's thrilled that the Rams win, and they go to leave the field, and all of a sudden, sudden there's a flag that keeps the Bills alive. So Bills not only feeling good about themselves, but with, you know, everything's kind of working for them right now, which is not going to be good for the Raiders.
No, and we're going to get into that when we come back from the break here. So stay tuned on the Vegas Nation post game.
You got hurt in an accident. Now you need the right lawyer to help you.
Don't hire a do-nothing, no-call, no-show lawyer.
We are Sam and Ash, and we are different.
We've recovered over $400 million for our clients, and we promise to always call you back the same day.
While no one can guarantee an outcome in your case, we have the experience to get you the results that you deserve.
So call us at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
Visa knows that local businesses are the heartbeat of our communities. Whether our corner shops, our coffee shops, our favorite shops, local businesses have always been there for us. They remember our orders. They call us by name, always giving back, making a difference, and going that extra mile to support us in our community. And right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So now it's time for us to return the favor. The next time you go shopping, make the choice to shop at local businesses and look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community, because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be, official partner of the NFL.
Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. 3 million! Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/podcast. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th.
Welcome back to the Vegas Nation postgame recap show here. It's Ed Graney, Heidi Fang, and Adam Hill, and we're breaking down the Raiders' loss to the Patriots. 36-20 was the final here in Foxborough. And Cam Newton, actually, not a lot of numbers there for him today. Not really. And he rushed 9 times, but 27 yards. That's about 3 yards a rush. He threw the ball 28 times, had 1 pick, 1 touchdown. What did you guys make of Cam Newton's performance, Ed?
I think in the first half, as I tweeted, I wasn't sure he knew what color jerseys his guys were playing in, because I don't. Some of those throws were kind of Josh Allen-esque throws. They were throws that I don't. He made him like, why did he do that? But you know, he settled down in the second half. And like I said, it's when you're rushing like they were in the second half, you don't have to be incredible through the air, right? I mean, you just have to make, you know, certain throws at certain times, and then you just hand it off to the great Sony Michel, and he goes for a 48-yard gain. So he was not the Cam Newton. I'll leave it at this. If you got this Cam Newton and you're the Raiders going in, you're like, all right, you're not going to get the Seattle game of Cam Newton last week, because if you got that, this wouldn't have been close. You're going to get this Cam Newton. And all you have to really do is do a decent enough job against Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead. The Raiders probably like, you know what? Going to New England and winning. Well, they didn't do the latter. The former, Cam was not very good overall. And again, he wasn't what he was last week. But then they got killed on the run. So it really didn't come down to Cam Newton. But obviously, I don't walk away saying, hey, he had a great game.
And so, Adam, the Raiders actually on the flip side stopped kind of running the ball in the second half, like you mentioned earlier. It was like Josh Jacobs seemed to be favoring that injury a bit more than he had earlier in the game. Gruden, in his post-game comments, talked about the fumbles that they made, the mistakes that they had, the field goal that they missed. But overall, when you see what the Raiders defense did against Cam Newton, is that kind of a shred of hope for this team as they prepare to face Buffalo?
Possibly. I mean, you're gonna get a similar type of quarterback, a guy who can run, obviously does a lot of work with his legs, and then can really hurt you with the pass when things open up. It is similar in that regard. Now, Josh Allen is playing at a higher level right now, I think, than Cam Newton is. But you got a little bit of a blueprint. I think that always helps when you can see a similar type player and see how you do against them. Now, I think the problem is that you saw what happens when you put too much focus in one area. As you mentioned, I thought they were worried about Cam Newton running the ball. They were worried about what he could do when he gets out of the pocket. And they were so focused on that, they forgot, oh, you can also hand it off to guys that do damage. And I think that kind of burned the Raiders a little bit. That could happen again next week, too. I know Zach Moss, one of the Bills running backs, was out today. We'll see if he's able to go next week. But Devin Singletary is very capable as well. If you if you allow him to find some open space, he will hurt you. So they're going to have to be concerned about what Allen can do, but they can't over focus in that area, because I think they saw what happens today. You're staring at Cam Newton and trying not to let him do anything, and all of a sudden the other three running backs are all just going off against you.
Yeah, Zach Moss, my fantasy guy, unbelievable. Another guy I have that hasn't done anything for me.
On the flip side, I have Singletary. So,
next question.
The next question would just be, what do we expect in terms of injury, who we might be able to see back on this field? Because right now the Raiders are kind of going to be limping into this game, Ed.
Look, I mean, I think Adam and I are the same. Injuries, it's the NFL. But in this year, you look across the league, maybe because of COVID, maybe not. There's been a lot of injuries. But, everyone's hurt, and Gruden said it's a mentally tough, men play it. But if we're also going to look at it being twofold, I think they want to bounce back for the bad game here, but also can they bounce back through the injuries? Trent Brown, no clue. We know Incognito's out. We don't know how hurt Bryan Edwards is. Henry Ruggs, we're not so sure. I thought Kwiatkowski, I think he's a big loss. I didn't think Littleton played extreme. I mean, he wasn't in on a lot of plays. I thought, Crosby and those guys did okay. But you're talking about a lot of guys being hurt in just the third week. So, yeah, they have to get healthy. I think Adam tweeted this earlier in the game, and I think he's exactly right. Through the first two wins, the depth at offensive line, it showed a little. They played well, right? You didn't know that they were hurting on offensive line. Today, I think you saw that. I think Denzel Good and Simpson, those guys, all right, now you know why they're backups, right? So you either get guys healthy or you get those dudes a lot better, because you're about to, again, face playoff-level teams. So, yeah, Adam, it's going to be, I think, an interesting week when you're out there to figure out who's hurt and who's not and who's going to play.
So that'll be something that we'll monitor throughout the week. But, Adam, what was your biggest takeaway from this performance by the Raiders, and what do you see them needing to improve upon as they prepare for next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things people talked about was how efficient the Raiders were playing and just how effective they were with what you would look at as, old school football. And by that, I just mean they were doing a lot of, hey, run on first down, run on second down, set up third and short and convert on third down. And that was just really working for the Raiders. Now, new age people, analytics people will tell you that doesn't work. Like, that's not how football works anymore. But the Raiders were defying that and just going ahead and doing what they do. The problem is you run into somebody like Bill Belichick, who's going to, take away your strengths. Obviously, they did everything they could to take away Waller. And then what do you do after your strengths are gone? You got to go to some, secondary and tertiary options. And I just don't think the Raiders were able to do that in a lot of cases today. Now, again, all these things that we pointed out, penalties, injuries that, really depleted the depth on the offensive line. You saw some of that show up a little bit today. Just a killer turnover from Josh Jacobs, which you rarely see happen inside the 15-yard line when they had a chance to go up and get a little bit of a lead going early on. So those things you don't expect to happen, but you did expect a little bit of a reverting to the norm. In terms of the Raiders, third down success that they've had the first couple of weeks, and you saw that a little bit today. So they're going to have to adjust back, and teams are going to look at them and say, hey, if you want to, go third and four, third and five on us on every single set of downs, go ahead, because you're not going to be able to move the ball down the field that way. And that caught up with the Raiders a little bit. So they're going to have to, make some adjustments back.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about just the old school football and everything. I mean, the Raiders up until this game also, they were playing very clean football. It was penalty free almost. There were virtually none. And then all of a sudden this game starts and then there's a bunch of penalties and flags being thrown. Ed, you're shaking your head at me.
No, you're right. look, it's a perfect storm. You turn the ball over, you can't stop the run, you have penalties. So,
yeah,
it's, you're not going to win. You're probably not going to win home games. You're certainly not going to win here.
And I'll ask Adam this. I don't think if all things are even and they both play up and there's not the turnovers, I don't think the Patriots are 16 points better than the Raiders. I don't think this is the typical old Patriots, you know, watching today. Now, again, you can say that, and then you can say, don't give up 250 yards of rushing, but don't turn it over three times. You know, Josh Jacobs doesn't turn it over in the red zone. What if they get a touchdown there? You know, Carr doesn't get stripped. What if they go and score? Now, that's a lot of what ifs. I get that. But I didn't walk away saying, man, they are just so much better than the Raiders. Like, I didn't say that. They were better today, and maybe out of 10 times, they're better more. But I do think when they watch the film, as much as, you know, teams like to say, oh, we're better than we looked, I do think they'll see some things in the films like, you know, cut out the turnovers and don't make stupid penalties. And you're going to have to fix the defense. But, you know, we've been saying that for years, so that's nothing new. But I think they'll probably walk away saying, you know what, it probably shouldn't have been a 16-point game.
All right, so Raiders next week against the Bills back at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, and we'll be there to cover it all for you. Make sure to follow everyone on Twitter here at Ed Graney, at Adam Hill, LVRJ, and I'm at Heidi Fang. You can follow Vegas Nation as well on all your favorite social media platforms. Download the Vegas Nation app and check out VegasNation.com, and we'll be back with you next week. And make sure to check out all of our shows on Vegas Nation as well. Ed and Adam's Unsportsmanlike Conduct on Fridays. Takeaways is done by me on Wednesdays. And then also Sam Gordon and Vinny Bonsignor Mondays with their game recap as well. They're going to go a little bit more in depth on all the details. So make sure to check that out on First and 10. And that'll do it for us from Gillette Stadium and from Adam in Las Vegas. Everybody have a good night. We'll be back.
If you've been injured in an accident, you need the right team on your side.
Ashley is a former insurance defense attorney who knows the insurance industry's playbook.
And Sam is an experienced high-stakes negotiator for accident victims and their families.
At Sam and Ash, our sole focus is on you, your recovery, and getting you the best possible settlement in the least amount of time.
Call us day or night at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.